online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at one, here's Joanna Earle.
A man's been arrested following reports a person walked into a pub in Faversham armed with a gun. Armed police were called to the Leading Light Wetherspoons in Preston Street just before 8:30 this morning. The man is being held on suspicion of possessing an imitation firearm and investigations underway.
KMFM News.
It's emerged that M25 road rage killer Kenneth Noy is going to be transferred to an open prison. He's already served his minimum term for a fatal stabbing off the motorway slip road in Swanley in 1996. The 70-year-old was jailed in 2000 after going on the run. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt says the family of the man he killed won't be pleased.
The parents of his victim, Stephen Cameron, the young electrician that he stabbed to death in a road rage incident in 1996, they have always opposed his release, even his move to an open prison.
The family and friends of a man who died whilst trying to swim across the channel have described him as a true inspiration and a gentleman. Douglas Wymark, who was in his 40s, set off from Kent and became ill about 12 miles from the coast of Dover last night. He was flown to Ashford's William Harvey Hospital by Coast Guard helicopter, but couldn't be saved.
This is KMFM.
The maternity unit at Kent's biggest hospital had to close 12 times last year because of capacity issues, according to new figures. The stats from Labour about Medway Maritime also show nearly half of units across England had to turn away mums to be in 2016. The parties found most of that was due to staff shortages. Sean O'Sullivan is from the Royal College of Midwives.
The birth rate has been increasing, but we're also seeing increases due to more complex cases. So, for example, there are more women who are giving birth in their late 30s and 40s. We're seeing an increasing proportion of women who are going into pregnancy who are obese.
The Department of Health insists there are enough midwives. The future of children's centres in Medway is due to be decided later. Councillors have been looking at closing all 19 in the towns and replacing with four hubs instead. That's now changed following a consultation, and 13 are expected to keep running. Mum Alexa Chatfield has been campaigning about it. She says there are still some uncertainties though.
As it stands now, I think the children's centres might be a bit oversubscribed, but it's really hard to say. Like, there's no detail about what's going to be offered. I don't really know what that means for staff either.
The council's cabinet will vote on the plans this afternoon. A weather warning for heavy thundery rain is in place for Kent. Forecasters say up to 25 millimetres could fall in a space of an hour, which could cause some flooding. The yellow alert is in force until around 9 tonight and then again tomorrow. Cereal makers are being criticised for not showing clearly how much sugar is in their products. Action on Sugar says if they use a traffic light system, many would get a red label. The NHS recommends those foods are eaten less often and in small amounts. Nutritionist Cawthor Hayshed says government laws are needed.
It will only work and people will only see the benefits of it if we can see it across all products and we could compare between them. At the moment, if you have some that don't actually have any front of pack labelling and some that have their own colours, that's not very easy for consumers to compare.
Commuting from Kent to London by boat could soon become a reality. A free trial service from Gravesend to the capital will initially start from the town's pier for 4 days to see how popular it would be. And Ed Sheeran and Katy Perry are going to perform at the MTV VMAs later this month. Miley Cyrus, The Weeknd and Shawn Mendes are among the others on the lineup for the ceremony in California.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Kent's Jack Green has missed out on a place in the final of the 400-metre hurdles at the World Athletics Championships in London. He spoke to KMFM after finishing fourth in his semi-final last night.
Best shape of my life, but just didn't quite get it. Welcome to 400 hurdles where you've got to get a stride to not only match your physical condition.
Tonight, Orpington's Dina Asher-Smith goes in the heats of the women's 200 metres. On to cricket, and plays underway on the final day of Kent's tour match against the West Indies. The tourists started their second innings on 66 runs behind after the home side declared their first go with a bat on 331 for 9. A short time ago, the Windies were 10 for 1. And in football, Gillingham are back in action tonight, this time in the League Cup. They're travelling to take on Reading following a 0-0 1-0 draw against Doncaster Rovers on the opening day of the season. Here's head coach Ady Pennock.
That's going to be a good game Tuesday. I really look forward to it because they're a very, very good side. And hopefully, there'll be maybe an opportunity for other boys who are not been involved today or been on the bench to give them a go.
Kick-off tonight at 8. Meantime, Charlton travel to take on Exeter City in the League Cup. It follows their win over Bristol Rovers on Saturday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.